One of the key issues that Bob Dole and Bill Clinton sparred over during their debate last night was the economy. President Clinton boasted that he is presiding over the best economy in 30 years. Dole pointed to what he calls the slowest economic growth this century. NPR's John Itzy reports that in the hands of skilled politicians, economic facts can be molded to fit any need.
Given their dramatically different conclusions about the economy, it's hard to believe that both candidates were in large part factually accurate as they spouted statistics about the economy during last night's debate. But both were practicing the highest art of the campaigner, selective use of the facts. Here's Bob Dole's challenge to President Clinton's economic record.
I don't know. I look at the slowest growth in a century. He inherited a growth of 4.7, 4.8%. Now it's down about 2.4%. We're going to pass 1 million bankruptcies this year for the first time in history. We've got stagnant wages. In fact, women's wages have dropped 2.2%.
A lot of numbers. Let's take a closer look at a couple of them. The fact is the economy did grow 4.7% for one quarter in 1992, just before Mr. Clinton took office, says David Weiss, an economist at the consulting firm DRI McGraw-Hill. For all of 1992, the last year of President Bush's term, growth was about 3.7%, says Weiss.
It was a good, solid recovery year. It was the first year after the 1991 recession, where you would normally expect to see some decent growth. Recoveries slow down as they get older. Now, this has been a half-speed recovery. George Bush started it off at half-speed, and under Clinton, it's also been slower.
But overall, the economy has grown at about the average of the past couple decades under President Clinton. That's a bit better than all the Bush years, a bit worse than the Reagan years. Mr. Dole's claim that it's the worst growth in a century is hyperbole, though. Growth was worse during President Nixon's second term. Dole is correct. Personal bankruptcies will surpass 1 million this year. Weiss says although debt levels are high, that number has less to do with the economy than it has to do with the unintended effects of a bipartisan effort to streamline the bankruptcy laws in 1994. It turns out the reform made it easier for people to declare bankruptcy, and they're doing so in record numbers. So the economy, it seems, is in trouble. Well, that's not the way President Clinton sees it.
Let me say, first of all, in February, Senator Dole acknowledged that the American economy was in the best shape it's been in 30 years. We have 10.5 million more jobs, a faster job growth rate than under any Republican administration since the 1920s. Wages are going up for the first time in a decade. We have record numbers of new small businesses. We had the biggest drop in the number of people in poverty in 27 years. All groups of people are growing. We had the biggest drop in income inequality in 27 years in 1995. The average family's income has gone up over.
Pretty impressive statistics and accurate, though not the whole story. One reason job growth is so high is that productivity has grown slowly. That means more workers are needed to keep the economy expanding. The number of people in poverty has fallen, but the president's claim that the income gap is closing is numerically correct, but statistically premature. The downward movement in 1995 was within the margin of error, according to the Census Bureau. The gap between the rich and poor may have stabilized, but it's not clear it's closing. The average family income is up $1,600 over the past 3 years, but corrected for inflation, that's nothing to write home about. So is this the healthiest economy in 30 years? David Weiss says the current low inflation, low unemployment, and steady growth are pretty convincing evidence.
This combination of moderate growth with low inflation is something that we haven't seen since the 1960s. Add to that the fact that, as Mr. Clinton stressed, the federal deficit is now only 40% of what it was in 1992. We made a lot of progress in this economy.
But Bob Dole is right. President Clinton probably can't take credit for much of this, except the deficit reduction, and he has to share that with President Bush and both Democratic and Republican Congresses. David Weiss says most of the credit should go to Alan Greenspan and the Federal Reserve Board. Weiss and many other economists agree. Presidents usually get too much credit when things go right and too much blame when things go wrong. But as far as the candidates are concerned, there's always a statistic that can be used to take credit or place blame. I'm John Itzy in Washington.